Hello, this is Pastor Stephen Anderson from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Today I want to talk about 2 John verses 9 through 11. The Bible reads, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds." Now, in this scripture, we talk about the doctrine of Christ, and we talk about the doctrine of the Father and the Son. And he said, if someone comes to your house and doesn't bring this doctrine of the Father and the Son, this doctrine of Christ, he said, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Now, I remember when I was a teenager one time, the Mormons came to my door, and I allowed the Mormons to come in the house, and I was giving the gospel unto the Mormons and disputing with the Mormons. My dad got home and got angry with me, and he threw out the Mormons, and he showed me this scripture. And my dad showed me 2 John, and he said, look, you're not supposed to receive these people into your house because they're bringing another doctrine. And after that, I never would allow the Mormons or Jehovah's Witnesses to come into my house again after my dad corrected me from 2 John. Now, we know today that the Jews do not believe in the Father and the Son. We know that the Jews today teach a religion that denies Jesus Christ as the Messiah. They, therefore, would fall under this category of those that would come to you bringing another doctrine outside of the doctrine of the Father and the Son and Jesus Christ being the Messiah. And the Bible says, therefore, that we should not receive them into our house, neither bid them Godspeed. Watch this. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. What does it mean to bid someone Godspeed? Well, when we say Godspeed unto someone, we're blessing them, okay? And the Bible teaches that if anybody teaches another gospel, we should let them be accursed. We should not bless those who are coming to us preaching a false gospel. We shouldn't say to the Mormons or the Jehovah's Witnesses that come to our door, hey, have a great day, God bless you. Because if we say unto them Godspeed, were partaker of their evil deeds, according to the Bible. Now, what's interesting about this is that a lot of Christians today are being taught that if we bless the unbelieving Jews, the ones who reject Jesus Christ, that God will bless us. Because, you know, they'll misinterpret Genesis 12. I talked about it in a previous video where it said, you know, I'll bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you, the promise made to Abraham. They want to apply that to, for example, a Jewish rabbi who is teaching a doctrine other than that of the Father and the Son, and they'll say, hey, we need to bless him because he's Jewish. We need to bless the Jews. We need to bless Israel, even though 99% of the people in the nation of Israel don't believe in Jesus Christ. You know, those who call themselves Jews don't believe in Jesus Christ, 99%. They say, oh, if we bless them, God will bless us. But you know what? The Bible teaches the exact opposite, because the Bible is saying that if we bid Godspeed unto those who deny the Son, we become a partaker of their evil deeds. So when we bless those who deny Jesus Christ as the Messiah, thinking, oh, this is going to get me blessed with Abraham, you know what it's really going to do? It's going to cause you to be a partaker of their evil deeds. You're not going to get a blessing from God. You're going to be a partaker of their evil deeds if you bless those who deny Christ.